With the holiday season approaching, Center Wellington Fire and Rescue say the time of year presents several new fire risks. While Fire Prevention Officer Christopher Palooch says there is no distinct increase in service calls during the holiday months, there has been an increase in calls for the year. He added winter brings several new difficulties, including being mindful of the fire risks that come along with LED Christmas lights.
We ask people when they're putting those Christmas lights up to take a good look at them and make sure as they get older, the cords haven't started to fray. Certainly now we see an increase in the use of LED lights, and that's fantastic because they draw an awful lot less energy overall. But even as people are replacing those older incandescent lights, just to take a really good look at those cables.
Palooch urges residents to take a good look at both their lights and their live Christmas trees if they have one, as they too can present fire risks.
If you're going to have a live Christmas tree, and we all love having a live Christmas tree in our house, it smells fantastic, and it does, it looks nicer, you've got to water that tree. We've taken something that used to be alive, someone cut it down probably close to a month ago by the time we put it into our house, and it needs water. If that tree dries out, the amount of fire risk that it can present is absolutely startling.
Much of the message from Palooch is to keep an eye on young children in the kitchen.
Cooking safety is a big one in the holiday season. We have a lot of parties, people are having gatherings, folks over to the house and those sorts of things. Watching what we cook, it keeps things a lot safer. And certainly if we have little ones in the kitchen, always make sure you keep a close eye on them and keep a good, 1 meter or 3 foot zone around the cooktop element. Keep the little ones away.
Winter itself brings challenges, Palooch says, such as gas fireplace risks, increases in the likelihood of issues with carbon monoxide, and more. Palooch also took the opportunity to urge residents to check their smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. As he stated, you can have an average of less than 2 minutes to get out of the house in the case of a fire. He urges those in the area to make their young children a part of the act of testing smoke alarms and changing batteries. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.